your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hello, lovely Patreon supporters of the podcast. This is another bonus episode. And I want to preface it by saying that at times on my show and at times on this bonus episode portion of my show, I will sometimes mention people's names, like certain political leaders. And I think I've tried to be very clear about the fact that I am not taking on any kind of political messaging by doing that. I'm really trying to highlight personalities and methods of influence and control and things that feel similar to the work that I've been doing. There just happen to be some people out there in the public eye who do things that are more consistent with a lot of the kinds of personalities I have been dealing with and studying for many years. So this is not to tell you how to vote, and this is not to tell you what to believe socially and politically. I'm just highlighting certain personality styles and leadership styles. Okay, with that disclaimer, I want to be able to talk about information overload. A lot of people have been talking about that there's so much happening all over the world that it is easy actually to get overwhelmed, and it's easy then to tune out what's happening around you. There was someone who I was talking to recently who came up to me. I don't remember where I was. I think standing in line at the pharmacy, who just looked overwhelmed. And she then turned to me. I guess she thought I'd be someone who would want to hear about her troubles. And it happens a lot, I think, when you're a therapist. Whether people know you're a therapist or not, you just might have that kind of face. And she just said, that was it. And then she turned back around and she said, "Can you believe this?" And I thought, wow, typically I would know what someone is talking about. If someone turns to you and says, "Can you believe this?" it would be because something has just happened or something is happening that's affecting us all in a certain area. Being here in Los Angeles, it could have been that there was recently an earthquake or something. But I thought, I actually don't know what this she's talking about. There are so many thises right now. So I said that to her. I said, "I wish that I knew what you were talking about. I wish there was just one this." But are you talking about the presidential election? Are you talking about the plane crashes? Are you talking about the LA fires? What are you talking about? I'm so sorry. And she said, "Oh, right. I was actually talking about the fires, but right?" And we just sort of shook our heads and went back to standing in line because there was almost too much to talk about. And that happens. That happens sometimes in our lives, and that happens sometimes in the world, and sometimes it's purposeful. And what I mean by that is, when I was talking to someone years ago on the podcast whose job it was to track Russian propaganda that was being fed into Ukraine. She worked for an organization in Ukraine that was trying to keep tabs on fake news that was being brought into Ukrainian news as real news so that the Ukrainian people would be busy turning on each other because impressions of certain parties or certain people were being printed in the paper as lies, really, so that people would doubt or not trust certain factions of their own people and turn against each other. So that while that was happening, in this situation, the Russians could come in and take over and start a war and assert dominance, sort of while everyone was distracted. So there are a lot of people now who think that's actually what's happening, whether it is on purpose, whether it is just that when you're dealing with certain kinds of politicians, there is just so much happening, so many things that they say that they may or may not mean, so many things that they're signing off on that they may or may not have thought through that have huge and sweeping ramifications and make huge and sweeping changes within our society that then reverberate through our society. Then you have people just trying to deal with it all, and then you reach a saturation point. There are people who have said to me that they had no idea all that was happening to them within a cultic system because they were so busy building bomb shelters to prepare for Armageddon, because that's what was on their mind, that they weren't thinking about the fact that they were being kept from medical care that they needed. They really weren't thinking about all the weeks and months and years that had gone by and they hadn't talked to their families. They weren't thinking about the fact that years were passing them by and life opportunities were passing them by because they were so busy, so consumed, and there was the sense of a deadline that they have to get things done within a certain amount of time, and then your heart is racing and you have to keep going. And there are other people who said that they didn't have time to think because they were busy memorizing all the things they were supposed to memorize within their cultic system. All the different tracks or the different teachings or the books they needed to read by the leader. In any of these situations, in all of these situations, it is information overload. And what it does to us is very interesting. It overwhelms us. And in many situations, it's deliberate. It gives us this overwhelming amount of data, actually excessive data, teachings and stimuli, and it's beyond our capacity to process all of it effectively and even take time to do research to find out if the things that you're being told are at all accurate. You just have to memorize them, or you have to respond to them, or you have to protect yourselves from them. And so cult leaders strategically use this tactic to flood the followers with constant new teachings, new rules, new revelations. They create an environment of mental exhaustion, and it impairs critical thinking. They establish themselves as the necessary interpreter of complex doctrines, because when something is hard to understand, you will very often think that it must be above your level and that you then need the leader to interpret it for you. But it could very well be, as we've talked about here, that it just makes no sense at all. And overwhelming followers also keeps them too mentally occupied to question or to doubt. And so the same thing has happened now with the president here in the United States, Donald Trump.